Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so your last relationship ended kind of badly. She disappeared in the middle of the night, like no word. Totally, you've had a bad experience with your last relationship, and so you've been bad at trying to like get dates now. But you meet this really cool woman. She lives in your apartment building, and you're like starting to connect and like going out on dates and like. Starts awkward, but like you blow through the awkward part. So like you're feeling really good, but then she starts to get a little too involved with your creative projects and your creative partners are like, yo, what is she doing? She can't keep hanging out with us and trying to contribute. What do you do?
Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
That's rough. How?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is your...
So your creative partnership is new.
You've been
working with them for maybe a month.
Oh, well then it's then you evaluate... which is more important and set a boundary in the other.
Yeah, I think you set a boundary in both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, because these two things you want to coexist in your life. But yeah, I think Colin's right. You got to decide what your priority is.
Yeah.
Like.
Because they're both, yeah, both brand new. It sounds like if you're in this sort of like romantic slump, like you're seeking romance. You want to move on and heal these wounds.
That's
you're
the
kind
thing.
Of using this new relationship to do that.
But you had sort of written off, like you were sort of like content to just like slouch into loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
But then this like new opportunity presented itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Both of these new opportunities sort of in quick succession. First the creative, then the relationship.
I think you got to figure out what's most important to you.
The creative project is taking off.
Okay, so it's not just creative. It's like career and success
like
and maybe money.
Yeah,
and also it might be tied up in your ability to survive. Like,
this is really interesting.
Okay.
To not be murdered. Right.
Oh my God. Wait, are you doing Squid Game?
No.
Okay. We need more.
Yeah, what are you doing?
The coyness is fun, but like, let's.
It's only murders in the building.
Okay.
So you've just started this hit podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
With two other people who live in your building because someone was murdered and you're doing a true crime podcast. And like that's going good, and you're like making all these cool connections. But then Amy Ryan plays bassoon, and she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, what are you gonna do when she starts like trying to contribute and being like, I don't know, I think you should check out that other dude again. And like, your partners are like, no, what? Get out of here. What do you like? What?
Yeah,
it's tough.
That is
well. Here's
really
the
tough.
Other part that you didn't say is that she's also by living in that building. A suspect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's also the piece of like, should you take any advice from anyone who lives in that building of where to take this investigation? Probably not, because they're all suspects.
Right. Well, and even he doesn't totally trust the people he's working with. Even.
That's true. The only person really he can trust is himself, unless they add an amnesia to that show. I'm a couple eps behind. But I don't think so far they've added like blackouts.
No,
there's been no amnesia thus far. But
that's hard. I don't know. I mean, I'm very like, I'm extremely like, what's the word? Obsessed with my independence. And so like, I just love creating boundaries.
No, I think that's great.
I mean, I like to be like, you know, like sometimes if it mixes and that's cool, but if I'm like, no, you know what, this is a project I'm working on with this person and like we can do other projects together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard because again, it's in Only Murders in the Building. It's like, it is on both sides of it, right? It's something that A, she's a suspect, but B, she kind of has an interest in because she lives in the building.
Yeah.
Right.
And it involves catching a fucking murderer.
Here's the thing that's also true that I don't know that was clear in the premise, is it's not just your creative people. These are the two people who pulled you out of being that lonely person.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't the bassoon lady who opened you up to relationships.
No, and
people.
They shipped you with her and pushed you to go on that date.
And they're your only friends. More, yeah.
It's your creative partners, but it's also the two friends that you've made that have opened you up to even being able to be with Bassoon Lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I mean, the bottom line, I think, is what Colin said at the beginning is boundaries.
Yeah. Well, and setting priorities.
Setting priorities and setting boundaries. But I feel like, I don't think it's rude to say to your partner, to you take in the feedback from your partner, and then you don't say anything to your creative people about it.
Yeah.
To know
about where
feedback.
It came from.
Like, accept it. Soak it up. Take it all in. Because
you're just investigating.
Yeah. And then you just, thank you. I mean, you're nicer than that. But then your creative partners don't need to know. I haven't seen the episode. Maybe she tells them directly. But your creative people do.
No, she's in the room. Like,
okay. Okay. Yeah. So it's harder. But I just think that's okay. It's great for your partner to be interested in your creative work and to have feedback. But your creative, they don't need to know.
I think I have a sort of creative, like, overly diplomatic, like, Colin solution to
it. Let's hear. Okay, what's it going to be? You're going to please everybody and everyone's going to be happy?
Yeah.
Make her always like everything in your life.
I love the derision in Kelly's. What is everyone going to be happy?
Everyone's going to be fucking happy? Okay.
I'm going to do my damnedest, Kay.
Yeah, I know. You're more diplomatic than me. Okay, what is it?
Okay, she lives in the building. She has an interest in the case. Make her an interview subject.
Yeah, actually, that's smart. Interview her.
Yeah.
Interview her.
Give her a whole fucking episode to herself and then she doesn't have
to
do anything.
Wait, you give her an episode? Hold on.
You use as much as usable and you set it up and you're like, hey, we want to interview. Like, I really loved your ideas that you had. We'd love to talk to you on mic. I can't, you know, say whether or not it's going to make the cut right now. The story is evolving. You know, we're going to, but if you're interested, we would love to do that. Boom, she's happy. If she is the murderer, which is I'm behind as well, but that
I'm
is
I'm also
my
behind by like one or two episodes.
I'm not current on it yet.
Okay,
either.
Okay.
Yeah. So either she's gonna give her enough rope to hang herself
with, or
she'll be satisfied. She'll think she's like getting one over on everybody. You know, Martin Short, he needs tape. You know, give him something to edit for a while. That'll keep him happy.
You think he's the one doing the editing?
I think so.
He's
producing pretty much the whole thing.
No, that's smart because then and then you even like you jump over the question of does she become a producer, right? Like before she can even mention it, it's just like, oh my god, you know what? This is so cool. Can we interview you if you have time? Yeah. Oh my god,
I still don't think that Martin Short and Selena Gomez are going to be that happy about that.
No. But you just you
don't
do it on your own time.
Everyone's happy. I think maybe you don't get a confrontation about their unhappiness.
There you go. So when I said make my goal is to make everyone happy, my goal is truly to kick the can down the road.
Yeah, that's right. Because maybe someone will get murdered in the meantime, and then it's fine.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to make it out of this thing alive.
Spinning a lot of plates here, people.
Yeah,
smart, Colin.
Damn, I was
pretty spicy situation.
We're
though.
Doing spice
Thank
ships.
Yeah.
Because Dune is coming out.
Dune.
Are we going to see this in the theater?
I probably will.
It's on HBO is the thing.
It's so hard when it's on HBO
Max.
Oh,
it's on HBO Max.
I will go if you guys take me because I am
if we
completely,
take you?
I'm so unfamiliar with
if
Dune.
We drag you.
I know fear is the mind eater.
Killer.
And you got to put your hand in a box with a little
sand
bee
snakes.
Stinger in it.
Dude, I think you would dig David Lynch's version.
Yeah?
It's, I mean, I like it. Okay. It's it, like people don't in general like it, but like, hey, the costuming, the set design, like the weird commitments to the characters, like lots of really weird specific choices. Like I think it's cool. I'm excited to see this one. This one does seem very serious. Mm-hmm.
Are you obviously you've seen the David Lynch. Have you like read the books? Like how Dune had
I am not I think I did read Dune in high school. I don't recall it super well. Yeah. So it's not something that stuck with me, or it was something that I was like, oh, I want to read over and over and over again. But I do like it. It's just
I found it very dense. Like, it's very hard
to
read.
The book?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I finished it, but I like tried really hard and couldn't. But I also, like, I have trouble getting into Tolkien, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's
Tolkien,
some things that
break.
Are just hard for me to get into. But
you just got to skip those songs.
Oh, man.
Skim.
Lots of skimming.
I'm also at Dune Zero.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I've got nothing. I've not seen the miniseries. I've not seen the David Lynch movie. Like, nothing.
I mean, we'll see. I hope that it has. I hope it maintains the weirdness of the other movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it will, because it just does seem like a bunch of people just being hot in the desert, which is fine. By hot, I mean like sexy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was it,
but
the
also
cast
warm.
Is pretty hot.
Also warm. Yeah, the cast is extremely hot. Oscar Isaac looks very hot in it. Mm-hmm. He's got full beard, like full gray beard. Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya are like...
Zendaya is such a babe.
Yeah, they're both very, striking looking in it.
I believe there's
Bautista.
Momoa in there too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got two big muscle boys.
Got stacked cast. Pretty stacked cast.
Who's the other big muscle boy?
Bautista.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking love Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cool.
Okay.
I think it'll be cool. I'm going to see it. I don't know yet if I'm going to see it in the theater or on HBO.
HBO Max makes it very easy to not go to the theater.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I've been going for like cheapy because you told me about the Chinese theater that does Wednesdays $5 all day, and then there's this theater in Glendale called Look, which also does I think $5 on Thursdays or Tuesdays, and then $10 all the time, and it's one of those dine-in.
And you've been seeing things that are on HBO Max there?
Yeah, I saw Saints of Newark.
Okay,
there.
Which I started that, and because you and Micah were going on about it. I was like,
you watch Sopranos?
No, I was like,
and
I don't know who any of these people are.
Oh my God, no.
But
this
it
is...
was very fan servicey in the like, the fact is like, and here comes Johnny Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Well, who the fuck is that guy?
No,
like, obviously, he's an old man in the series, and I don't know. And now he's young, and that's impressive.
It's really, it really is. It's just another episode of the show. It's truly not. I would not recommend anybody that has not seen Sopranos to see it. There are some laugh out loud funny moments in it, but like it really only has the impact as an additional episode of the show, because it explains a lot that like happens in the show.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to see that in the theater?
For fun.
Okay.
Just as something to do.
Yeah.
Going back to the theater has been real, real nice.
Yeah. It's been really helpful in the mental state situation.
Yeah. Well, and it also like. I mean, just to, should we see Dune in the theater versus at home? Seeing the Dune trailer in a theater where it's like loud as shit the bass is shaking your bones. Like,
and you can feel this because Dune is a property that like you need the feeling of scope.
Yeah.
Because there's so much like you want to feel like, oh, fuck, like the expanse of that sand. Like you want to feel that. So I think that's why I want to see it in the theater.
I bet it'll be on the IMAX screen in Hollywood too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, well, let me know if you guys go.
Yeah, we should go.
An appointment in
this? Yeah,
it'll be
fun. We probably have to.
But who's got a spicy shit? Because so the premise is they are the planet that the movie takes place on is a spice mining planet, and there are like political and religious factors trying to gain control of the spice rights, as I understand it, right?
It's all about
you
spice.
Know everything about Dune.
You got it.
You read it.
Yeah. So we're doing spice ships.
Yes.
Does anyone have a spice ship?
I've got a spice ship.
Okay.
I gotta start with the premise of the episode of The Simpsons where Homer eats the spicy guacamole and
Sandy
pepper.
Yeah, and he goes through that.
And he has like a trippy experience where he meets a coyote voiced by Johnny Cash, who tells him that Homer needs to find his soulmate. And Homer, of course, is like, well, I know my soulmate. My soulmate is Marge. That's easy.
Yeah.
It's a stupid universe. You can't you can't trick me. And then he goes on a quest and discovers that Marge is his soulmate. Well done, Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was thinking about other characters that A, eat spicy things, and B, we've seen hallucinate before.
Wow, okay.
So obviously, I land on Yoshi.
Yes,
he does eat that spicy pepper.
He eats that spicy pepper and spits fire, yeah. And he touch fuzzy get dizzy is
yeah.
a level where he touches the fuzzy thing and the whole world like warps and yeah. he hallucinates. Okay. So, okay, Yoshi eats a Guatemalan insanity pepper, and he has this trippy experience where Johnny Cash Coyote is like, find your soulmate.
Yeah.
And Yoshi's like,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it means like, oh, obviously Mario's my soulmate.
Okay.
And you know, it's sort of like along the same lines of like, that he thinks that he belongs with like the big oaf, just like, like Homer, right? Like Homer is like the big oafish character. And Yoshi's like, yeah, that's my soulmate. He's Mario. But I think Yoshi discovers that Mario's not there for him in the same way.
No, Mario's
Mario rides him.
Yes, treats him like a horse, yes, like yes. a mount.
Yes.
Forgets about him for entire
yes.
games.
Yes. I mean,
yeah. Totally. Yeah. I was about to, but what was he wearing? And like saddle shame Yoshi.
Yeah, but you caught yourself.
I have to admit where I was going.
Thank you for admitting it.
I'm very sorry.
Well, and also then he has to like really reevaluate his relationship with Mario because it's like, oh, I carried him around as he was a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was crying on my back. Like, you can't really, that's not your soulmate. Mm. No, that's something that you care for greatly, yes. but like, it's not your soulmate.
Well, because like, Homer's not Marge's soulmate. Anyway, let's keep going.
Yeah, it's true.
So Yoshi eats another insanity pepper because he's like, I need more answers.
Yes.
And he goes into this hallucination, and then the coyote is like, oh, I see you found your soulmate. And he's like, what are you talking about? And the coyote's like, it's me.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
And then Johnny Cash Coyote and Yoshi just live in this trippy desert landscape forever.
I love that. Oh,
wow. Telling other people to find their soulmates.
That's cute.
That's very cute for Yoshi.
I love that.
He likes helping people.
He does like helping people.
I like this.
He's got a really high voice. The coyote has a really low voice.
And together Perfect. They can make beautiful music.
It's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, that's cute.
I love that for them.
I would listen to that album.
Can we just like get a Johnny Cash June Carter record and just replace all of her
with Yoshi.
Yoshi.
With Yoshi singing?
I mean, that's doing her pretty dirty, but yeah. Yeah.
It's a little turning in the grave situation.
Yeah.
I have a spice ship.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the movie Ginger Snaps?
Yes.
Okay. So for those that are not familiar with this movie, I've screamed about it at Colin like 20 times. It's so fucking good. It's on Shudder if you haven't watched it. It is a Canadian film, I believe early 2000s, wherein these two sisters, I think they're like a year apart. They're obsessed with death. They are like, we're going to kill ourselves together before we reach the age of 16 because we don't want to be like adults. And they live in like the basement room of their house, and their mom is like constantly wearing like denim vests with like shit embroidered on it, and she's very like, oh, I heard you got your blood or whatever, like your time of the month or whatever. So they haven't gotten their periods yet, and they love that, and they're just like, I want to kill myself before it happens. And what they do is they take like they stage these like absolutely violent, horrible, bloody deaths. The older sister Ginger will like pose in them, and then the younger sister Bridget will like photograph them. And they're like side by side together always.
Yes.
And Ginger's like a year older than Ginger. They come across a werewolf, and the werewolf bites Ginger, and Ginger also gets her period for her the first time. And then she starts becoming different. You know, she really likes guys. Now she's doing drugs. She's like, and she like leaves Bridget behind, and Bridget is forced to try to hunt down her own sister and kill her. It's such a good movie. It's like this amazing like feminist like super like silly werewolf but like really touching story about, you know, the feeling of getting left behind when like someone, especially during puberty, when someone that you thought was always with you moves forward and you're left behind. And so they were both considered like the weird, creepy sisters. And then once Ginger, like, she starts wearing like more revealing clothes and like hooking up with these guys, and like everyone's like, oh, Ginger's so hot, Ginger's so this. And Bridget's just kind of all alone watching her sister. So Ginger is kind of a badass. She is like really funny and like, you know, a bitch in like a great way. So I think what I would love is for her to go through this like bad girl phase.
Where she is also a werewolf.
Where she is also a werewolf. Okay. So she's in her werewolf form at one point, and she's, you know, patrolling the town looking for people to eat.
Yeah.
And then a fucking wooden stake goes flying by her head.
Oh, no.
And it's fucking Faith Lehane.
Yes.
And they tussle, they fight, and they can't best each other.
No, they're too evenly matched.
Exactly. And then, you know, the sun goes behind, like, some clouds or whatever, stops being full or whatever. I don't know. Something happens not the sun, the moon.
The moon.
The moon. And she gets turned back, and they cannot deny that there is this, like, insane sexual attraction between them. And they also are like, oh, hell, you seem like you'd be really fucking fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
So they just kind of fucking go around. And this is when Faith is kind of like experimenting with being a little bit bad, you know? So like they, like even, you know, more so than at the beginning when she first was introduced at Buffy, in Buffy. So they like, you know, they like do vandalism and they, you know, they do, and they're just this unstoppable duo just for a little while. And then I think at one point, maybe things get out of hand and they like murder too many people or something.
Okay.
People? They're murdering people?
Oh, yeah.
They don't like team up to fight vampires together?
No.
Oh.
They murder bad. They're like Dextering.
Okay.
They murder, quote, bad people. And I think maybe at that point they're both like, okay, we need to like evaluate. And maybe like it's best if we go our separate ways. And also like.
Well, and they're going to get caught.
They're going to get caught. And like, I think they realize like. This is the other thing, is that maybe Faith kind of pushes it, because you know how Faith always needs to be number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Faith is kind of like, doesn't like, is jealous weirdly of like her prioritizing her sister Bridget.
Oh,
yeah.
So she's being nice to Bridget again.
Well, I think they're like, oh, we should like, you know, we should terrorize this person.
Yeah.
And she like, Faith is like, oh my God, your sister's like such a like, you know, square. Like we should.
Yeah.
And I think maybe she's, you know, Ginger's like, I don't know if I can do this one.
Oh.
And then that is kind of like, so it's not, it doesn't end well, but I think that when it burns, it burns.
Mm-hmm. No, they have so much fun.
Because they're both like hot 90s bitches. Although she's early 2000s and she's wearing that choker necklace with the, yeah.
The little like accordion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So cool,
Yeah.
But then also like another dynamic is this whole time, they're being investigated by the Scoobies.
Oh, completely.
And so Faith is doing double agent shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so now Faith has, like, in relationships, Faith has this really weird, like checks and balances sort of ownership issue that keeps coming up. So it's like, I protected you from the Scoobies. I lied to Giles. I did this for you. And you won't even murder your sister.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and then Ginger says, I made you feel important. And Faith is like,
now fight round
two. Yeah, fight round two. But it's also still very sexually charged.
But also like sad.
But it's also like, really sad. Yeah. It's like that part when Faith is like telling Angel to kill her. It's like that shit where, it's sad. But I do ship it just for the
it's a great, it burns hot.
That's good.
It's spicy.
That's good.
It's
love
spicy,
it.
Yeah. And Ginger snaps.
Yeah, no, I get it. Ginger's
Thank
a spice.
You. I knew you would get it. but yeah, that's my ship.
Love it. So my spice ship is somebody who, like, deals in spice and sugar and everything nice. I'm talking about Professor Utonium from the Powerpuff Girls.
All right.
Yay.
He's mixing up the spices. He's got three little girls.
He's got three little girls.
There's daughters. But I was thinking, I personally love Professor Utonium. He's hysterical. He's such a fucking square. He's got an interesting job.
Yeah, he does an interesting job.
He's kind of, he's like babe. He's like low-key babe, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no,
like,
he is.
I'm like, who would want this sort of like white bread scientist who's got three kind of out of control daughters who are absolutely fucking lovely,
but
are lacking in supervision?
Yeah.
Mary Poppins. She floats down into Townville. And I just think they would fucking... She loves a turnkey family.
She does.
And
she does.
Fucking... Yeah.
She also loves to float away again.
I know.
So I feel like Professor's going to end up really sad. Well, everyone who loves Mary Poppins ends up sad. It's just true. Reality.
Also,
that's how she rolls.
It is.
But can't he change her, Mogi?
Oh my God, no, Colin, you are revealing,
those girls change
you're revealing
her heart?
Your sickness right now.
I do like her as the sort of like only unstoppable force that could assert any kind of anything over the Powerpuff.
Yeah. That's true, because she has magic.
Yeah, well, because she like is magic.
Yeah,
like,
she is magic, and she makes you want to follow her rules.
Yeah, somehow.
Like, when she sings songs about putting stuff away, you want to put stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and the dynamic between her and Buttercup would, at the very least, make a very good episode of Powerpuff
Girls.
Oh, this
would be a great episode. It would also be heartbreaking, because when she leaves, you would see the professor really loved her.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what? I didn't know it was going to end like that.
No, yeah, it's got to,
though.
He goes
into a deep depression.
You know who else is super? Because Bubbles would connect to her immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bubbles.
Yeah, the kids
Bubbles.
Will be really fucked up about it.
Bubbles
yeah.
wants nothing more than like a sweet disciplinary mother figure.
Yes.
Like that. Oh my God.
That's all Bubbles wants. And like, you know, Blossom would obviously like butt heads with her against like who's the authority here.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bubbles.
Poor Bubs.
Okay, well, I'm like about to cry. So
okay,
someone
sorry,
else
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna take things in a different direction.
Yay!
So, and I'm gonna do what I did a couple weeks ago, and I'm gonna recommend a book ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I know you guys have not read. It is a book called Spoiler Alert.
Okay.
Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
Okay. And I chose, and it's spicy because when you talk about books, like in book blogs and book talk and stuff. It's all like spice level with romance.
Oh,
levels.
Yes.
Spice level. So like mild would be like there's kissing or fade to black. And then super spicy is like super sexy stuff.
Okay.
So that's how we get to spicy.
Great.
And this one I would say is like mildly spicy. It's probably like a jalapeno. Okay. So the story, there's this girl named April, a woman. These are all adult people. This woman named April, and she's a... she has like a, I think she's a professor, but she has like a day job. But at night, she writes fanfic of her favorite television show.
Ooh.
And she writes, especially this one coupling, she loves to write. And she has this friend who's also writes fanfic and comments on her fanfics and writes his own. And she writes like spicy ones. And he writes like not that spicy ones. And so they're like buddies. And she also, okay, so she has like her fanfic friend. Who's a guy that she, like, they kind of flirt, but they also, like, are very comfortable with keeping their relationship all online.
And have they, so they've never met?
They've never met.
Okay.
Then, she also, in addition to writing her fanfic, she also does cosplay. And she does this beautiful, and she's a bigger woman. She does this beautiful cosplay as Lavinia, which is a character from the show. The show is very much, like, Game of Thrones-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So she does this, like, outfit. And it goes viral on Twitter, but it kind of goes both ways. Like, some people love it, but some people are like, you're too fat to be Lavinia. Like, that's not...
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. They're dicks. And so the guy who plays Aeneas, the guy that she ships with, he comments and is like, I would take you out. You look great. So they go out fall in sexy love with each other.
Oh my God.
His name is Marcus.
Okay.
But Marcus has a secret that he can't tell her.
What?
He writes fanfic and they were
no! He's the guy. Oh my God. That's like, so spicy.
Yeah. So he's like frustrated with how the show is. So that's how he starts writing the fanfic because he like writes what he wishes the show was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. So then they, so.
Oh, geez. I'm so thankful for that turn because otherwise. And still, even the way it is, like, the power dynamic is a little fucked.
It is weird, and, like, they're very open with, like, how weird it is. She doesn't admit her fanfic stuff, like, at the beginning. She takes a little time to admit that she writes. Because that is weird. To date someone that you wrote, like, sexy things. She stops writing
about
her sexy things.
About a character that he played, not about
but
him.
But it's, like...
Right? It's not real person fic.
Not real person fic, but they're... But anyways, but it's all good because he's the other fanfic. Like, so they were like meant to be before they even met.
That's really cute.
And it's called Spoiler Alert by Olivia Dade. And it's just so cute.
Oh, my God.
Like, multiple times while I read it, I had my hand over my eyes. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Yeah. So, and it's spicy.
Yeah. Love it. That is spicy.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Guys, we're doing...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.